The administration's push to vaccinate more Americans comes, though, as a new report from the FDA is detailing problems inside of a U.S. factory in Baltimore that was making the one-shot J&J vaccine.
And this follows that vaccine being paused last week, so the FDA and the CDC can investigate reports of blood clots following that one-dose shot. News Nation's Ashley Ketz joins us now with a closer look at what inspectors found inside that Baltimore factory. Ashley.
Well, these potential problems began surfacing late last month, and now the FDA is working with the company to fix the problems as quickly as possible.
A drug manufacturing contractor hired to help make the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is at the center of a new FDA investigation. The Emergent Biosciences factory in Baltimore is the same plant where 15 million vaccine doses were contaminated and had to be thrown out in March. According to inspectors, the batch of a bulk substance for the single-shot vaccine was contaminated with material used to make vaccines for another client, AstraZeneca. Multiple failures are outlined in this 13-page report, from inadequate cleaning to poorly trained staff. Regulators say employees did not follow procedures to prevent contamination. Inspectors reviewed security camera footage, which they say showed employees carrying around unsealed bags of medical waste. While nothing made at the factory for J&J has been distributed, the pharmaceutical company has pledged to provide 100 million doses for the U.S. by the end of May. It's unclear how this latest FDA report could delay that goal. The pharmaceutical company saying, quote, "We can't speculate on any potential impact this could have on the timing of our vaccine deliveries." In the meantime, the FDA plans to store and retest all materials from the warehouse, reassuring Americans that vaccines have met the agency's high standards for quality, safety, and effectiveness.
And this is not the first time the FDA has found problems with that company. Records show Emergent has been repeatedly cited for a range of issues, including cracked vials and mold found at one of its facilities.